I noticed dementia care, dementia training, and supports for staff, residents, families, among the things that were highlighted here. Is that something where we've been lacking in the past?
Yeah, so I mean, yes, absolutely. You know, because the greatest indicator of gaining, you know, dementia as a condition is age, then we know that our province, you know, given our statistics around the number of seniors we have and the growing number, and I mean, this has been long known for a long time, we're going to have a lot of increase in the number of persons with, we have over 10,000 people now in the province who have dementia diagnosed. That's not counting undiagnosed. So, you know, obviously this is a huge issue, and absolutely I think it'll make a difference to people's care if they receive, if the people caring for them are receiving the training that's required to understand how to, you know, better support people with dementia, for sure.
This may seem obvious to a lot of people, but the number one recommendation, establish quality of life as the number one priority.
Yeah, and I think you know, when you look at the recommendations in this report, and as I said, I have just started, given that I've just you know, printed down the report off the web, like I guess everybody else is doing. I can totally understand why quality of life is the number one priority, because it covers so many areas. And, it, you know, it is a major concern that everybody talks about in terms of, you know, my mom's or my dad's quality of life is not the same. They're, you know, they're not being treated with respect, dignity, all those concerns. You know, they're not getting the care, there's ageism in the system, all the things that we hear. And so if we have a focus as our primary on quality of life, then all those pieces should fall into place. We should be addressing them through, you know, actions. So I can see why. I agree with you. It's odd that it would be you know, having to be stated, but it does have to be stated. Linda, I'm especially pleased to see the piece on governance. So the recommendations in this report seem to be broke down based on quality of life. So the resident, quality of care, you know, the care they're receiving, and then workforce and governance. And so just to speak about governance for a moment, I am hopeful. And as I said, I got to get into, you know, now reading this report, but I'm hopeful that what we are going to see there is an increase in improvement in the oversight of long-term care and personal care homes, and so that residents and their families have more of a say in those areas, and that we see some independent oversight of these facilities such that they're held to account to ensure that they are meeting these recommendations and, you know, all the other standards that exist to ensure quality of care for the residents.
I suppose long-term care and personal care homes, like every other aspect of, you know, various sectors these days, struggling with recruitment and retention, staffing levels. Will, you know, redressing staffing levels help some of these other things fall into place?
Absolutely, because you know, one of the things we know is that there's a concern around the amount of personal care each individual in these facilities actually receives, and is it adequate to meet their needs? And we know, like we've heard, and as well, there's research out there to show that it's not. And so I did have a quick glance into that section of the report, and there seems to be an approach, and I think, you know, the detail into this report is where we're going to determine, is it going to meet the needs? But in the detail, it talks about utilizing more resources beyond just nursing services, but maybe you know, like a registered nurse, an RN, you know, that kind of thing, to more personal care type resources, which I think will open up the door for availability of people as long as they have the appropriate training and oversight management by those in the facilities to provide that care. It should open up the opportunity for increased care for people.
A long time coming. You've expressed your relief that this is finally out there, and you've had a quick look so far. But when would you like to see these things starting to be implemented?
Well, from my perspective, Linda, we know that government has at least had this report since December, right? December 3rd, it was said to, by our Premier that the department had the report. And I've written the minister following that, and I also wrote the deputy minister. So I know they had the report. And while this report is dated January 20th, they absolutely had it prior to that. So it is my hope that they are actively involved in developing an implementation plan, because we've waited 2 years for this report, you might remember, since my office called for this report. Well, first we called for it in 2019 recommendation. Then in 2022, I reiterated that call. So in October. So we're waiting over 2 years for this report. So, and government has had it for some time. I know it's massive. I know there's a lot of recommendations in it. But there's also some roadmaps inside of it. So I'm really hopeful we are going to see an implementation this spring so we can get started on this.